Welcome to the poem of the week. As you know, poems are patient-oriented evidence that matters. Each week, our poem is intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes, and he is joined by InfoPoem's senior editor, Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
It's that time of year when community-acquired infections are rampant. Many of our patients are presenting with acute infectious conjunctivitis. This week, we asked Mark about the role of antibiotics in decreasing the length and severity of symptoms. Mark, what did the authors find?
Well, this is a very interesting study from the British Medical Journal, and it's from a group of researchers who have done a series of studies looking at delayed or immediate antibiotics or no antibiotics at all for conditions like pharyngitis, bronchitis, and now acute conjunctivitis. They identified over 300 adults and children in 30 general practices. They all came in with uncomplicated acute infective conjunctivitis diagnosed by the GP. They were randomly assigned to either get antibiotic eye drops immediately, delayed antibiotic drops, which could be picked up if they didn't get better after a few days, or no treatment at all. And in the delayed antibiotic group, patients picked up the drops about half the time, while in the immediate group, they got them about 90% of the time. What they found was that the duration of moderate symptoms was a little shorter for both of the antibiotic groups, 3.3 days versus 3.9 days, versus 4.8 for those who didn't get antibiotics at all. But the average severity of symptoms on days 1 through 3 didn't differ. And really interestingly, they looked at the eye, they did eye swabs on about half of the patients, and about half of those had a bacterial infection. But in those who had a bacterial infection, whether or not they got drops didn't seem to make a big difference. Only 9% of patients came back within 2 weeks, and the groups in the delayed antibiotic group were least likely to return. And I think another interesting fact is that patients getting an immediate antibiotic treatment were more likely than others to believe that antibiotics are effective and that they always have to see the doctor if they get an eye irritation. This, again, gets at that whole idea of medicalization. Giving patients an antibiotic for a condition that's often viral makes them more likely to come back and more likely to think that if the first antibiotic didn't work, maybe they need a stronger one. Patients given a delayed prescription were more likely to accept that lots of these infections are self-limited, and they're less likely to return demanding an antibiotic. Delayed prescribing was actually the best approach because there was no clinically important difference in symptom duration or severity. It was less likely to cause that medicalization and reduce the reattendance at the clinic for subsequent eye infections. And there have been a number of other smaller studies of bacterial conjunctivitis, and an antibiotic may provide about a day or day and a half of a quicker relief compared with no antibiotic at all. But a lot of these folks do have a viral illness. There was another British Medical Journal study from 2004 that gives us some guidance about which patients might be more likely to have a bacterial infection. They took about 200 Dutch adults, and they found that about a third had a positive bacterial culture. And what they found was that having eyes glued shut in the morning, especially if it was both eyes, strongly predicted bacterial infection. Majority of patients with that had bacterial infection, but only about 4% who had itching and a history of conjunctivitis but who didn't have glued eyes had a bacterial cause.
Are there any serious complications that can result from untreated bacterial conjunctivitis? In other words, if we don't treat these bacterial cases, are we going to be predisposing patients to anything serious?
Well, they didn't see that in this study or in the other studies on the topic. And I think that, again, you're providing a delayed prescription. So if someone it does have worsening symptoms, they do have that antibiotic to fall back on. But a lot of times patients will begin feeling better within a day or two, and turns out they actually didn't need the drops in the first place.
What's the bottom line for those of us who are taking care of lots of patients like this when they do come into the office and say, hey, you know, I've got this this infection?
Well, I think that if you strongly suspect a bacterial infection and they have both eyes glued shut, they haven't had itching, then I think it's probably reasonable to go ahead and still use an immediate prescription. If it's less clear, then I think a delayed prescription is a really good option, telling the patient that if they do develop worsening symptoms or their eyes start getting stuck shut or sticky, then they can go ahead and get that prescription filled. But otherwise, they can just let this resolve on its own.
Thank you very much, Mark.
You're welcome.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.